This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we welcome back Andrea Harsell.
Give me 2 steps, baby, 2 steps more. 2 steps, baby, 2 steps more. 2 steps, baby, 2 steps more, and I won't be walking out back.
This is John Floridas. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome back today Andrea Harsell. How are you doing?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to have you back on the show. And of course, a lot of our listeners will be familiar with your work as a singer-songwriter and guitarist for many years based out of Missoula and touring all over the region. And I'm trying to remember the last time you were on the show. It's probably been a decade, maybe close.
My last album came out 2009, Rock and Roll Love Child.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
8 years, crazy enough.
Yeah, well, I think you're not in the minority in terms of a lot of artists, I think, are putting more time in between their recording projects because of just the difference in, you know, how music is consumed, you know.
I don't know. I've just been raising kids.
Well, then there's a whole other subject for our interview. Speaking of recent recordings, Something for the Pain is Andrea's most recent recording. And we'll tell folks now that you can go to AndreaHarsell.com to find out more information about what's going on in the world of Andrea Harsell. And I'm remembering back, we were talking about 2009 for the last time you were here. That project was somewhat similar to what's going on here. And then I'm going further back and thinking you were on Musician Spotlight quite a long time before that with 9 Pound Hammer.
That's right, 2000.
So an entirely different musical voice for you back then.
Yep.
But that kind of brings me to my first question, which is, beyond just something real obvious like recording a bluegrass album and then doing, you know, your own projects in and of themselves have a lot of different flavors if you really dig in there. I'm thinking about the track that I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's primarily a vocal track, and it sounds like a 1920s blues tune. And you've always had a lot of different flavors in what I call Andrea Harcelle music. So my question is, what's the root of all that?
I'm a songwriter. And songwriting's like butterflies. You just you grab onto it and hope that you can catch it. And I love all styles of music. I don't write just one kind, and I don't set out to write any particular style. It's really kind of an unconscious process for me. You just can get a little inspiration, a little spark, and follow that path and just try to hold on to it. And hopefully it ends up being a song and not just pieces of songs, which I have plenty of too.
Yeah, well, a lot of musicians do. Not used to be recorded them on a Walkman somewhere or something. Now we have them on our phones.
That song you're talking about, that's called "Born in the Valley."
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's the last track on the album. My daughter sings on it with me, which is really cool. And actually, my son and I wrote that song together. He came up with the bass line, and he was just kind of bored one day. I was like, "Well, let's write a song." And in 10 minutes, we had the whole song done. It was magic.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did it start from the bass line?
Yep.
Okay. And then from that point, you just wrote the melody?
I just sat down and I wrote out the words as we went. And from start to finish, in 10 minutes, we had that song up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
And then it was just so special. I wanted to record it. And my daughter has such a cool old jazz voice. As Shemet, our engineer, says, her voice is uptown, yours is downtown. So it kind of makes this for this cool mix.
Yeah. Let's talk about the lyrics of that song and where that came from.
Yeah. Well, I was selling my house. I owned a house out west. We'd been there 11 years, and we were about to move. I wasn't sure where we were moving, but I grew up on the north side of Missoula, born and raised there. And that's the direction I wanted to go in town. So, born in the valley on the north side of town. Mm-hmm. Old streets are calling me home. Mm-hmm. Old boxcar trains swaying through and to and fro. I lived right across the streets. I was born and raised right across the street from the train tracks. And it was very lulling to me. And I missed that and wanted to be back in that neighborhood, which I'm close. I'm in Lower Rattlesnake, so
yeah.
I still get to hear the trains, and I love it. I was born in the valley. I was born in the valley. Digging in the dirt, that's where I found my word. No money, no need, hearts on fire. I was born in the valley, on the north side of town. Old streets are calling me home. Old streets are calling me home. The old boxcar train swaying to and fro. Old streets are calling me home. Mountains of blue hold me near. North hills are gold to hold me there. And if I never get out of here, oh, hold me dear. I was born in the valley. I was born in the valley, on the north side of town, on the north side of town.
Andrea, let's talk a little bit more about the project in general, the project being Something for the Pain, and how it came together, some of the inspirations for this specific project. And I know that we should say right off the top here that this project really is Andrea Harcelle and Luna Roja. That's how it's built.
This is a band album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very exciting. So in contrast, the last album, I had a lot of musicians play on it. Every summer, because I mostly play solo. When I wanted to play bigger summer shows, festivals, and things, I would hire musicians so I could play these shows. Well, last summer, last fall, You know, they sort of trickled in like one at a time. But when the four of us got together, there was something really special going on. Hmm. And I had been working on this album. It actually had been 3.5 years I've been trying to put this album out. I had a couple other bands that, you know, we would record and then the band wouldn't work out. That happened twice. I was like, oh, man, I'm just going to do it how I did the last time, just bring in musicians and just keep moving forward. And when the four of us got together, I asked them, you know, do you guys want to be a band? It's lonely on the road by yourself, mm-hmm. you know? I'm ready to like, step into a community and do it with some other people. And they all felt it, too. And they were like, yeah. So we came up with the band name, and they really helped me to shape these songs into what they are arrangement-wise and sonically. So they played a big part in it, too.
And the other players in the group are?
Mike Henderson is our bass player. Antonio Alvarez on drums. And Nick Homburg on guitar. Mm-hmm. Young kid from Townsend.
Let's talk about the title. And, you know, is that something that you feel is there, does that refer to a theme in the material?
It is a title of a song on the album. It's the title cut from the album. It's a song that I've been playing. I wrote it quite a while ago. But it's just one of those that's hung around.
Is that a theme, like just lyrically?
I think it is a theme of the album for each of the songs. It's been a tough year. I lost my sister in June. There's a lot of people struggling right now. One way or another, there's a lot of loss this town. We've had a lot of suicide going on. Lost a lot of friends. And everybody's looking for something for the pain. And I think community is the answer to that. And I think it's definitely a theme of the album.
You mentioned the loss of your sister, Gwen, and obviously a huge loss. And you also mentioned that you dedicated this project to her.
I did, yeah. She suffered from schizophrenia for 16 years. And she truly was the strongest person I've ever met and I probably will ever know. She was a testament to having faith in something bigger than yourself to pull you through. And I think that's really beautiful. So her passing was bittersweet. She's no longer in pain anymore. But certainly I'll miss her a lot. So I wanted to just acknowledge that, you know, mental illness is rampant in our country, and it's a tough line. You know, it's tough on both sides, people trying to give help, and there's just not enough of it. And, you know, what do we do? Our family has been doing a lot of thinking about all of that and how we can honor Gwenny. Mm-hmm. So this was an initial step for me.
Yeah.
Just to acknowledge that. And the album artwork, you'll notice you mentioned the lion that's on the inside. Mm-hmm. Both that and the other graphic, the reversed Three of Swords, those are tarot cards,
mm-hmm.
which I've been doing some tarot reading lately and learning about the cards. And the strength card is... you know, I'm a Leo, so, you know, I have this, like, inborn courage, which I'm so grateful for. Really, in any situation, the only way out is through. And especially when you're feeling pain, soul pain, whatever kind of pain you're having, the only way out is through. You just got to sit with it and push through and take it on with positivity.
Salvation, ooh, like it was my right. When the dark horse is taken.
same fate, searching salvation. Oh, before it's too late, when the dark horse is taking everything inside, you need a dose of reality, boy, going to bring you back to outer light. You're coming out of a coma, you know it's like stepping out into the rain. Oh, give me a little something for the pain.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we're visiting today with Andrea Harsell. Andrea, I wanted to talk to you just about your performance, and anyone who has seen you in a live setting, you mentioned you do a ton of solo shows. And those solo shows, as we were discussing before we started the interview, your solo shows have a lot of energy, and they've got to be more exhausting than your band shows, because and we can talk a little bit about this, one of the techniques that you use in a solo performance, rather than just using a stomp box, you bring in a stomp stage.
Right, world's smallest stage.
Yeah. And so that's part of what I'm about to talk about, but mostly it's the energy and the amount of you that you put into your performances. And you've done this as long as I've known you, going back to the mid to late 90s. And talk about where that comes from. And maybe partly because of your Leo-ness.
Yes.
But just talk about that a little
bit.
My
love for the blues, having that backbeat there. I love, blues country is really pretty much my lane. And having that backbeat. I mean, I was always stomping with or without the box.
Yeah, so let's talk about what that box is for our listeners, because, we have to kind of describe it.
So I went to a show at the Top Hat, and there was an artist there named Charlie Parr. And he had one of those, and I was just like, wow, that thing's so cool. So I went up and met him after the show, and I said, Charlie, you got to tell me how you built that. And he did. He's such a nice guy. He gave me his specs. My friend and I went and built a couple of them, and I've been playing with it ever since. And I'll tell you the real secret. It's the boots I wear. I have to wear those boots. They're like part of the uniform. They're these old Red Wing boots I've had forever. They look really not very cute with dresses. But they're part of the uniform, so I always got to dress around these.
It's the boots,
dang
money.
Boots.
Remember those commercials? It's the shoes, money. It was Michael Jordan's, you know, Nike, Spike Lee commercials back in the
80s. It's true, it is. I've tried it with all the shoes I have, and only those boots give it the certain click.
This is John Floridus. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Andrea Harcel. Andrea, I know that for the last 20 years or so in Montana, you have had one of the strongest female presences in the state, just in terms of how you put yourself out there, the amount of work that you do, and the recording, the performances, and just putting Andrea Harcel out there. And in Montana, there certainly have been other women that have done that, but it's a short list, it seems like to me. And I just wanted to ask you about your journey as a woman in Montana over the last 20 years, being one of the foremost, I think, female artists around and putting yourself out into the community as a whole.
Well, thank you. It's been an uphill battle for me. Being a woman, there just aren't very many of us. So it's been challenging, you know, when I had kids, where some of my male peers in music were also having kids, I had to stop and be a mom. Mm-hmm. And where they could, you know, continue on and they had a mom in the house to take care of that. That was hard for me. Mm-hmm. But music has just always stuck to me like glue. It's mm-hmm. just not anything that I could ever even conceive of giving up. It has been a challenge, though. I have had times where my feelings have been hurt, where I felt like because I was a woman, I didn't get fair treatment. And now I'm being booked because I'm a woman. Mm. You know, 25 years, I'm celebrating 25 years of doing this now. And I feel like the future's female, John. Mm. It's my time.
Andrea, we want to close out the interview talking about hot sauce. You bring the hot sauce musically, but before we started the interview, and we were talking about, just trying to check levels for the interview, and we were talking about your breakfast.
My addiction.
And your addiction to hot sauce. Yeah. So where did this start?
Arthur Wayne's Scorpion Pineapple. He's a local hot sauce maker. I met him at playing the farmer's markets, mm-hmm. the winter market. And just a great guy. He makes all different kinds of hot sauces. I have all of them. But my addiction is the Scorpion Pineapple. I eat it on everything. It's the best.
And listeners, if you want to hear the musical hot sauce that Andrea Hartzell brings to the table, so to speak, Something for the Pain is a good place to start, her most recent recording. And AndreaHartzell.com is the website you can go to find out more about what's going on in the world of Andrea Hartzell. And I will spell Hartzell for folks. It's Hartsell. It's not too complicated. Andrea Hartzell and AndreaHartzell.com. Thank you so much for being a guest on Musician Spotlight again. It's been great talking shop with you.
You too, John. Thanks for having me.
The greatest fear, and I don't care what you do or say. I never met a man with a conscience who make me pay to play. I give it what I've got, live my best and good. Guess against my best intentions, I wouldn't say it should. Woo, it scares the death right out of me. It scares the death right out of me.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Andrea Hartzell. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us online, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.